Canal des Deux Mers Bicycle Tour with BikeTourFrance.net. September 2026. Ride Day 7, Carcassonne to Les Zignes Corbière. Few episodes capture the brutality of the Albigensian Crusade more vividly than what happened to Braum in 1210. After capturing the town, Simon de Montfort ordered the mutilation of 100 prisoners. Most were blinded. One man was left with a single eye so he could lead the others to the next Cathar stronghold as a warning. Even medieval chroniclers sympathetic to the Crusade struggled to justify the severity of the punishment. The Corbière region through which riders travel today was profoundly shaped by that conflict. Before the Albigensian Crusade, southern France was a patchwork of independent Occitan lordships with strong regional identities and extensive commercial connections. By the end of the Crusade, the region had been drawn into the expanding orbit of the French crown. Political authority shifted northward, local rulers lost influence, and the cultural landscape of Languedoc began a transformation that would continue for centuries. The consequences extended well beyond battlefields. Throughout the 13th century, religious refugees, crusaders, clergy, merchants, and displaced families moved through the Corbière. Nearby Minerve became one of the most tragic symbols of the era. After a prolonged siege in 1210, roughly 140 Cathars chose death rather than renounce their beliefs and were burned at the stake. The event remains one of the defining moments of the religious conflict that reshaped southern France. Yet the Corbière story is not ultimately one of war. It is a story of adaptation. Medieval villages such as Puy-Chérique survived political upheaval, changing rulers, religious conflict, and economic transformation. Agriculture remained a constant. Grain, livestock, olives, and especially vineyards sustained the region through centuries of change. The Canal du Midi accelerated that transformation. Completed in the 17th century, it connected the Corbière to the wider markets of both the Atlantic and the Mediterranean. Agricultural products that once moved slowly overland could now travel efficiently by water. Towns throughout the region became more closely integrated into national and international trade networks, helping lay the foundations for the prosperity that followed. Wine ultimately became the defining product of the Corbière. Vineyards established in the medieval period expanded over centuries into one of the largest wine-producing regions in France. In 1985, Corbière received Appellation d'origine contrôlée status, formally recognizing the quality and distinctiveness of its wines. 20 years later, the creation of the Corbière Bitinac designation acknowledged an even higher tier of production centered near Les Zignes Corbière. The ride ends in Les Zignes Corbière, the commercial heart of this vast wine region. For centuries, the town has served as a marketplace linking growers, merchants, and consumers. Today, it stands at the center of the largest appellation in Languedoc, a reminder that the landscape surrounding the canal is not merely scenic countryside but one of the most productive agricultural regions in France.